The next step is to explore amino acids and see which ones work best for you. So to determine where to start with amino acids, I tried so many different amino acids, experimented extensively, and then through all my research, reading, and studying up on how other people used amino acids, there's really two main ones that are most likely to work depending on your symptoms. So we're going to start with kind of seeing what kind of depression you have, what are kind of the symptoms going on, and then what is most likely going to work and help for you now. The thing with supplements, these amino acids, is they are the natural protein building block that your brain uses to make these neurotransmitters. So for example, serotonin is made by when you eat protein. The protein has an amino acid in it called tryptophan. This tryptophan, with the use of B vitamins, is converted into 5-HTP, and then that is converted into 5-HT, which is serotonin. Now, all your catecholamines like dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, those are made through the amino acid tyrosine. Tyrosine is found in protein. When you eat it with B vitamins, your brain converts those into the dopamine, norepinephrine, and all that. Now, a lot of people, they'll have either lack of serotonin or lack of all the catecholamines. Most people with depression are going to be lacking in the serotonin. For me personally, I was lacking in both, which can happen as well. So first off, we're going to talk about the symptoms of low serotonin, symptoms of low catecholamines, and then we're going to decide which one's going to work best for you. Low serotonin symptoms is going to result in stuff like inner tension, thinking the world's never going to get better, everything sucks, the world's a dark and lonely place, you feel like you're the only one suffering this ailment. It's where you're going to have problems sleeping, you can't fall asleep, you can't stay asleep. It's going to be where you crave a lot of sweets. A lot of people with low serotonin are going to want to crave candy to kind of boost that back up. Let's see. A lot of people have anxiety. They'll have panic attacks. They'll be perfectionist. You can be really controlling or obsessive. Before, when I was depressed, randomly, I would just get so obsessed with something. I would just see like a guitar song on YouTube, and for the next 3-4 days, all I wanted to do was learn that song. Nothing else matters. I mean, it helped me learn the song, but I wasn't very happy at the time. Also, it can be where you get really irritable or pissed off for no reason at all. Basically, when most of your thoughts are filled with, my life's never going to improve, this is a dark and lonely place, everything sucks. Second most common type of depression is where you have low catecholamines, the dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine. Now, this is a little different because this is where you sleep way too much, you have no energy or motivation, you have ADD. This is where, instead of feeling like everything just is horrible, everything sucks, all these painful feelings, instead of that, you just feel nothing. You just feel numb. You don't feel excited about anything. You don't feel motivated. When things happen, it's just a gray slate. Nothing's going on. No emotions, no feelings. So instead of feeling agitated or mad, you just feel numb. Instead of feeling tons of dark thoughts, you don't feel anything. A lot of people with low catecholamines, they'll smoke marijuana or they'll drink alcohol because it actually acts as an upper for them. For me personally, this is really interesting because when I used to smoke marijuana, it would give me tons and tons of energy. I would just be laying in bed all day, I couldn't do anything, and then I would smoke some weed and all of a sudden everything was awesome. I wanted to go watch a movie, I wanted to go out with friends, I wanted to go see new things. So the main difference between being low in serotonin and low in the catecholamines is when you're low in serotonin, the world is a place that's never going to improve, you have tons of feelings of darkness, everything sucks, and everything's horrible. Whereas when you're low in catecholamines, you really don't feel much of anything. Everything, you just numb, you can't focus, you have no motivation, nothing is exciting. It's possible to be low in both. And actually, what I'm going to suggest is trying out both if you feel like you are lacking in both these areas. But some people, they'll still be motivated to go do stuff, but everything still sucks and they hate themselves. Whereas some people, they don't really feel those dark feelings, but they just don't want to get out of bed and nothing is motivating. With amino acids and supplements, everybody is different. I wish there was just one amino acid or one supplement that would work for everybody so I could just hand that out and the problem would be solved. So you have to kind of experiment with different dosages, different things to see which one works best for you. So what I did is through all my experimentation and through all my research, all the books I've read, such as The Mood Cure, Depression Free Naturally, all those programs, these are the most likely things to help you. I listed those first, and those would be the first things you would try. With all the amino acids, you need to take them on an empty stomach. The reason is all the different amino acids and protein compete in the brain to attach to the site for the neurotransmitters. If you take these amino acids with food, you're going to have all those other amino acids competing and it won't be absorbed.